6223.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire, and they're having a great summer festival here. All kinds of specials today and tomorrow. All their trees and shrubs, today and tomorrow only, are 30% off. Selected perennials, like iris, astilbes, hostas, are 40% off. And all of their garden decorations, pots, benches, concrete statuary, bird baths, are all 20% off. Coming in at 10 o'clock, all kinds of representatives from Espoma, which is an organic fertilizer company, Bonide, which makes weed killers and insecticides, both natural and chemical, and Jonathan Green for lawn and grass seed. So there'll be all kinds of things going on today. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you, and I'll be here until 2. Lake Street Gardens is in Salem, New Hampshire, right off of 495. You just take the exit that says Route 93. It's about a mile from the mall. Really, really easy to get to. So come on by. We'd love to see you. Dawn, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Maureen from Massachusetts, who has a question about pine.
Maureen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a Japanese umbrella tree. Two of them, one's fine, the other is wilting away.
How old are they, Maureen?
I planted them about 6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago. Okay. Were they in a container or were they balled in burlap, wrapped with some burlap?
Container. Balls?
They were in a container. Okay. They've been fed. They've been watered.
It seemed like the roots hadn't taken. I dug it up, and it was just the roots were just sitting there. They hadn't grown or attached.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to go to your garden center. In fact, call around first because the product has been so popular, some of the nurseries are all out of it. But there's a new product called Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And Plant Thrive is a brand new liquid mycorrhizae. Mycorrhizae is a microbe that attaches itself to the root system of your plant and begins to grow like spaghetti. And it's able to double the uptake of water to the plant. It can eat fertilizer that's in the ground that is not normally available to the plant until the microbes break it down to make it usable. But this liquid Thrive is a mycorrhizae. It's the only liquid mycorrhizae on the market today. And I'll tell you, it's incredible. I bought a Harry Lauder walking stick. The root ball was damaged, and I knew it when I bought it. I planted it, and it really wasn't growing a lot, and I have applied this liquid mycorrhizae 3 times in the last 2 months. And in the last 10 days, I'm noticing now new leaf buds are beginning to form on the plant, and that's telling me that the damaged root ball is being repaired by the mycorrhizae. And I now know that between now and the fall, this walking stick with the damaged root ball is going to be back to normal because the plant is now covered with all kinds of new green buds, and one by one they're beginning to break open, making some new growth. So I want you to get that and do it every 2 weeks. Now, my plant is 6 feet tall, 4 feet wide, and I've been giving him about 5 or 6 gallons every couple of weeks, and it's wonderful. You can also give him a little bit of a liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro or, you know, fish emulsion or something like that, and that will help a great deal. So try that, and I know it's going to help the plant. With maybe the root ball was damaged. We're getting a lot of heat, too, Maureen. And when you get the heat, the stress, the humidity, that'll make plants wilt. So keep them moist. Try this mycorrhiza, and I know you're going to see a big, big difference. Now, today, I've been so busy here, I forgot all about it. We now have our flyers. We're planning a trip in May to Ireland for next year, and we've put together a tour that I know you will love if you've never been to Ireland and you want to see the countryside. But this is a unique tour. The agency that we are working with, the man lives in Ireland 6 months of the year and 6 months in New York State. He is the leading Irish tourism person, and he has put a tour that includes 10 Irish gardens, a castle, and all kinds of great things. So if you'd like to get some information, we have flyers here at Lake Street Garden. Or you can call and leave a message. The number is 800-322-9481. So it's 800-322-9481. And it's Largay Travel. They're in Connecticut, and they're going to put everything together for you. But they'll send you a free brochure, and you can take a look at it. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll have it up on our website. We just finalized it yesterday. But it's going to be a great tour, and these are all gardens that will be in peak color when we're there in May. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Amber from New Hampshire, who has a question about fruit trees.
Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. I have two questions, so I'm going to get right to it. Hopefully you can remember both of them. One is I have green gauge plum that I have now for probably about 5 years. Actually, I got a couple of them, and they're in with a couple of apple trees. And further off, I have some pears. But it's the only tree out there, and every year it develops this along the branches. It almost looks like, I don't know, big black growth type of thing, or just it swells. And I figure, okay, it doesn't belong there, so I've been pruning behind it. And now I'm coming up with a tree that is, I mean, it's so spindly now because it's, you know, and every year it just comes back. So I don't know whether it's natural or what it is.
Yep. On your plum, what you need to do is this. You are doing the right thing by removing. It's called a knot or a gall. And you need to remove it. But there's one thing that you need to do, Amber, is if you cut, let's say, an inch or two behind it or at the lower than the gall itself, and you cut into it, and then you throw the branch away, and you cut into the plant again without sterilizing your pruners, you could actually be spreading it. So what you need to do is take a coffee cup, fill it full of Clorox, dip your pruners in the Clorox, and that will sterilize it. And then you make a cut. And then you dip it in the Clorox, and you make another cut. So that you need to sterilize before you prune back every part of your plant. That way you don't spread it to make it worse. And you want to take good care of this tree. Fertilize it. Get some plant tone organic fertilizer and feed the tree right now. That will help it to break some buds, to make some new growth for you, to replace the branches that you've made. And then in the spring next year. Start a spraying program with a fruit tree spray or a home orchard spray and do it every 2 weeks. So if you can clean it with sterilized pruners, you can fertilize it spring and fall, and then you can spray it with a fruit tree spray. And there are organics. There's a great organic product called Organocide. Totally natural, totally organic. It was developed for the citrus industry in Florida, and it works great here on apples, peaches, pears, and plums if you want to stay organic. But there are other products, too, that will do the same thing. So you give that a try. It's going to work real, real well. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Just want to take a minute and thank all of you that came to the garden tour yesterday in Kennebunk. It was a great success, and all of the proceeds from the garden tour are going to the Child Abuse Prevention Council in York County, which is southern Maine. We had well over 1,000 people that came into my yard and visited the other 9 homes on the tour. And my family and I want to thank you for stopping by and saying hello. And the committee is thrilled with the reception. So thank you. And I hope you picked up some good ideas at the same time. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We are at Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire, right off of 495. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. You get off at the Route 93 exit, and you take exit 1 at the mall onto Route 28 North. You travel about 4 miles past the Walmart on your right, and then at your next light, take your first right, and you'll see a Honda dealer in Hass Gas Station. The Garden Center is a mile on your right. Or you could just call 603-893-5858, and they'll give you directions on how to get there from wherever you live. Don, who's up next?
This is Helen from Maine, who has a question about a viburnum.
Helen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. We listen to you faithfully, learn a lot, and enjoy your program and the newsletter. So thank you very much. I want to talk to you about my viburnum and then a question about a rhododendron. But the viburnum is over 20 years old, and it's been cut back several times, so it's not too tall. And the base is probably 2 to 3 inches in diameter. But this spring, the leaves closest to the street began turning brown, and that whole branch, a good inch in diameter, everything on it died. And I thought, well, maybe it was salt from the street or something. But it has this, whatever it is, has been eating into the rest of the plant so that it looks very, very bad right now. Limp, all the leaves are limp and all. And I've checked it over, and there are no bugs, no holes in these leaves. They just turn brown and curl up, and there's no fungus on the plant anywhere. And I don't know what's going on.
It sounds like you may have an insect that's inside the plant itself. It would be called a borer. Lilacs will get borers. Rhododendron will get borers, and it's an insect that looks like a maggot almost, and it will make a hole through the trunk or through the stem or a branch, and it eats its way inside the plant. And what you need is something that is systemic that you can apply to the plant. So go to your local garden center, and what you want is something called tree and shrub. And you would mix it with water in like a watering can, and you would pour it around the base of the plant. The roots will absorb it, and it will move it around the plant and kill anything that's inside. So systemic insecticide called tree and shrub. Now, what was your second question, Helen, about the rhododendron?
Well, the top part, the new growth on the rhododendron, the leaves have begun to turn upwards instead of being flat like a rhododendron.
So they're curling up?
Well, not exactly curling. They're just turning up, yeah. They're going up straight instead of flat.
There's no chewing. It's just that the leaves, instead of going horizontal, are going straight up.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it was wilting, I would be concerned that it may be a borer. But if it's just growing straight up, it could be the condition of your soil. Now, I live in Kennebunk, and on either Tuesday or Wednesday night, we haven't had a heck of a lot of rain during June and July where I live. I mean, it's been really, really dry. But on either Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember now because it's just been a blur of things, we had a storm come through around 10, 11 o'clock, and it rained all night. We got 5 inches of rain overnight, and it could be that if you got a lot of rain and your plant was not getting water for several weeks, so much rain fell that the ground is saturated and the roots are having a problem with wet soils. So when that happens, plants are able to turn their leaf. See, the underside of the leaf is pores, and that's where a plant loses moisture. So if it's able to turn that leaf so that the pores face the sun, the heat of the sun is going to pull the moisture out of the plant quicker, which means that the roots can pull it out of the ground faster, and it's going to dry out quicker. So keep an eye on it, and if you see that in a week or two the leaves come back down, that's because they got too much water all at once, and it's trying to get rid of it so that they don't rot. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. And again, we want to thank all of you that took the garden tour in Kennebunk yesterday. We had a fantastic turnout. We're really, really pleased. My family and I, the committee from the Child Abuse Prevention Council, want to thank all of you that came. I know we had well over 1,000 people that came into my yard. It was incredible. It was just a sea of people. It was great talking to all of you that came, and I hope we're able to spend some time and answer some of your questions. And hopefully, my house as well as the other 9 homes, you got some ideas to do in your yard. And that's the whole thing with a garden tour is, you know, you look at the gardens, you go ooh and ah, but you bring back some ideas so that you can do something similar in your yard. But again, thank you for all of you that came to the garden tour. And I'll get the numbers of how many people came, because when you came, you saw the traffic. It was incredible. But I'll let you know next week how many people came for the tour. Don, who's up next?
This is Michael from Maine, who has a question about Japanese beetles.
Michael, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Mike. Michael, are you there? I don't think he's there, Don.
All right. We'll go ahead and skip on over to Walter from Cape Cod, who has a question about squash.
Walter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Love your show.
Thank you.
Got a question about summer squash and zucchini squash.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting lots of, budding and getting the fruit starting, but it's they're starting to rot right at the end where the flower was.
Yes.
And I was wondering if I should take that off as I see the fruit developing. And I've been watering a lot because it's been so hot.
Okay.
Just wondering if maybe I'm overwatering or...
No. What you have on your squash, it happens on tomatoes, and it will happen on zucchini and summer squash. It's called blossom end rot. And it's on the tip of the squash where the yellow flower was originally. And it occurs because your soil is too acidic. So what I want you to do is any squash that starts to wrinkle and shrivel, break it right off because you're going to waste all that energy. Sometimes what happens is it affects the early fruit on the plant, goes through a cycle, and then the plant can adjust to it. But if you go to your local garden center, there is a product called Tomato Maker. It's totally organic, totally natural. It was developed in Florida for the blossom and rot of the tomato industry. And it's a powder. You mix it with water. You apply it to the plant. It changes the acidity almost instantly, and the rotting will stop. But it's called Tomato Maker. Very, very good, and it works real good for containerized tomatoes and squash. So that's telling you that you need to add limestone, liquid lime, granular lime. If you've got a wood stove or a fireplace, take that wood ash and spread it in your garden. Now, a 5-gallon bucket will treat 500 square feet of garden. So every time you clean that fireplace, sprinkle it. You don't need a lot, but a regular bucket will treat a garden, or it will help to get rid of the moss in your lawn, anywhere between 500 and 1,000 square feet. Okay, Walter? But make the soil sweeter, and the blossom end rot will stop. And Tomato Maker is found in garden centers only, not in the big box stores. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Liliana from Rhode Island, who's two questions, one about zucchini and one about garlic.
Liliana, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, good morning. I'm so pleased that I am able to speak with you now.
Thank you.
I love and I learn too much, a lot from your show. Now, I hear the gentleman who called about the flower rot from the zucchini. With me, I have a lot of blossom, but no zucchini. What am I doing wrong?
You're not doing anything wrong. Depending on when you planted the zucchini or the summer squash, when your summer squashes get ready to produce fruit, for about 2 weeks before they make fruit, they produce a lot of male flowers. Mm-hmm. Now, the way that you can tell the difference between a male and a female flower, the male flower has a stem about the thickness of a pencil, and it makes a yellow flower on it. And it opens up like a big, big buttercup. It's gorgeous. And it's there to tell the bees, come on over. We got all kinds of stuff for you here. So it gets the bees accustomed to coming into the garden. Once the plant is mature, once it knows that the bees are coming, it will produce female flowers. And the female flower doesn't have a stem. It has a baby squash with a big yellow flower on the end. The squashes will produce five or more male flowers to every one female. And that's basically to make a big show of color to attract the bees into your garden. So don't panic. In time, it's going to draw them. The flowers will come. But if you want to push it, just get some liquid Miracle-Gro and give your plant a real good soaking, maybe a couple of gallons around your plant. And within the next week, you're going to have all the squash that you want. Mine are just starting. We picked our first summer squash and zucchini on Thursday. We put them on the charcoal. Oh, and I'll tell you, Liliana, cooking squash on the grill is incredible to taste. With a little bit of olive oil or some Italian salad dressing, it tastes very, very good. And I remember last year, my wife said to me, I'm old enough now to tell you that I'm not going to eat that squash no matter what you tell me. We've had it boiled, fried, grilled. I've had enough of it. Give it away. I'm not eating it. And that's hopefully what will happen with your plants. They'll just grow like crazy. So have some patience, a little bit of liquid food, but it's on the edge of beginning to produce fruit and all the fruit that you want. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Joyce from Cape Cod. It was a question about cucumbers.
Joyce from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. So nice to talk to you. I have a quick question about squash, cucumbers, and tomatoes. I noticed yesterday something has hollowed out the inside of the cucumber, the tomato, and eaten the blossoms off the squashes. They eat the insides and leave the flesh, I mean, the skin. And
yep.
It just when they're ready to be picked. They don't do it when they're tiny. So yeah. I don't know what's up. I just thought, dear Scram, or is there any other kind of Scram that I need to put in there to keep these things away? And it looks like it could be a bird even. You know, it's got the little pinpricks on the inside of the skin of the cucumbers and tomatoes.
Right. I think what the problem is, and I've had this in the past where you go to pick your tomatoes and it's been chewed on, and it's, like you said, the fruit is totally hollow. We've been very dry up until the rains that we've had the last couple of days. And what happens is when water gets scarce, chipmunks and squirrels will go into a garden and they'll eat fruit that's fleshy like that to get moisture. And I didn't know what it was at first. And then one morning I was up early. I went in the garden to set up a sprinkler. And all of a sudden two chipmunks ran out from my tomatoes. And it didn't dawn on me. I set up the sprinkler. I got it going. Went back in the garden like an hour later to move the sprinkler to a different location. And I was just looking at the tomatoes, and that's where the chipmunks came out of the garden and noticed that the lower fruit on the bottom had all been chewed. And that continued for a week or two. Once we got more rain, there was more moisture around, they stopped. But I used, I had some deer scram. I put that around the garden, and I had some other small critter repellents, and I put that, and it did stop. But it's primarily they're looking for moisture. And tomatoes, I mean, you're not going to get a lot of juice out of it, but it's wet on the inside, and that's what these rodents are looking for, and that's why they're going into a thick, fleshy vegetable like that. So, you know, if you've got some deer repellent, sprinkle it around the base of the garden. That will help. If you have a small critter repellent, that will work also. And, you know, as time progresses, there's more rain, you're going to see that the problem will just go away. So don't get discouraged. Everything's okay. Thanks, Joyce. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Becky from Cape Cod, who has a question about a boxwood.
Becky, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. Paul, we have a boxwood hedge that seems to be being smothered by scale, and we're afraid to put horticultural oil on it now because it's so hot. What would you recommend?
You can use horticultural oil. You can either use you can either use horticultural oil or all season oil. And what you want to do, Becky, is 8 o'clock in the morning before it gets real, real hot, if you apply it at that point, you spray it on your boxwood, it will kill the scale that's on it, and as the sun warms up, it will evaporate the water. Because it's the drops of water with the oil that creates like a magnifying glass in that bubble. Excuse me. And once you get this bubble, the sun goes through it and it burns a hole. So if you put it down early, the sun comes up, it's not hot, it evaporates the moisture, the oil soaks onto the plant, and it doesn't burn it. You just want to make sure that you do not use dormant oil. So either horticultural or all season, and it will take care of the scale. And it's important that you do it now, because right now what's happening is the scale that's there has laid eggs underneath the shell. The eggs are hatching, and they produce a crawler. And this is a tiny scale with legs, and it will move an inch or two from the mother, attach itself to the plant, and the legs fall off, and it stays there for the rest of its life. So spray it. I would wait a couple of weeks and go back and spray it again. That way, any that are still underneath the mother that are going to come out in 2 weeks, you can hit those again. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's Easy Recording Wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We are at Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. And they're having a summer festival here, all kinds of things going on. But if you need a little bit of color in your yard, all trees and shrubs, today and tomorrow, 30% off. I mean, that's a big saving. And they have Rose of Sharon all in bud and bloom, all kinds of hydrangea in bloom, and potent tiller, spirea. So if you need some color in your yard that's going to come back year after year, perennials, many, not all of them, but a lot of perennials are on sale, 40% off. And garden statuary, benches, gazing ball, those globes are 20% off. And from 10 to 2, there will be sales reps from Espoma. And they sell organic fertilizers, Bonide. They sell insecticides and disease control products. And Jonathan Green does fertilizers and grass seed. They'll be here to answer all of your questions. So if you've got a disease or an insect, put them in a baggie, bring them down. And between these three companies and I, we can help you to solve your problems. Don, who's next?
This is Manny from Massachusetts, who has a question about grapes.
Manny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Manny. Manny, you there?
Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Paul, I had a grapevine for years. And finally, it's past couple of years, it's really good. But yes, last year it started to wilt, but I remember it raining a lot. And this year it's doing the same thing. The leaves are fine. It's just the grapes. They're coming out green in the beginning, but then they're going right like to wilting, rotting.
Okay, so the grapes are turning black and wilting just like raisins?
Yes.
Okay. What you're going to need to do is this. That is called, it's a disease, and it's called grape mummy. And it's a fungus. So what you really need to do is you need to go to your garden center and buy a fruit tree spray. Bonide has a fruit tree spray. Bayer has a fruit tree spray because you've got a disease in your plant. Now, the most important thing that you can do, Manny, is go look at those grapes. And whenever you see one that's turning black like that, pick it off the plant. In the fall, clean around the plant very, very carefully and make sure that you get every single one of those grapes that has fallen. If you don't, the grape that falls to the ground is going to make disease spores. And next year, when the new leaves develop, the grapes begin to form, that rotted grape that you didn't pick up is going to send spores into the air. They become airborne. They'll attach themselves to the new plant, and you'll have the same thing again. And if you've got clusters of grapes that there's a lot of them on it, what I would do, I would say to myself, I'm going to sacrifice my fruit for this year. I'm going to remove the whole cluster. That way, nothing's going to fall to the ground. You're going to use a fruit tree spray every 2 weeks now, and then start a program for next year, and that will help a great deal. Now, there's a product, either copper, liquid copper, or lime sulfur. And these are products that will kill the fungus before they have a chance to wake up in the spring. And you would apply, you would spray it on the branches in the fall and again in the spring before the leaves come out, or in the fall after the leaves come out. And this liquid copper or the lime sulfur will attach itself to the plant when you spray it, and if there are any disease spores on it, it smothers it and it kills it. So it's a real good way to get rid of it before they get a chance. But the main thing is, don't let the ones that are infected fall on the ground. Otherwise, they'll make things worse for next year. Okay? If you're coming down to Lake Street Garden, come on by. We'd love to see you. We just got in our brochures for a trip that we're planning to Ireland next year, May 13th through the 22nd. There are 10 Irish gardens we're going to and a castle. And I'll give you a phone number, 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481, and they'll give you the information.